After five rounds of trade negotiations, Indian officials were so confident of securing a favorable deal with the United States that they even signaled to the media that tariffs could be capped at 15%. Indian officials expected U.S. President Donald Trump to announce the deal himself weeks before the August 1 deadline. The announcement never came. New Delhi is now left with the surprise imposition of a 25% tariff on Indian goods from Friday, along with unspecified penalties over oil imports from Russia, while Trump has closed larger deals with Japan and the EU, and even offered better terms to arch rival Pakistan. Interviews with four Indian government officials and two U.S. government officials revealed previously undisclosed details of the proposed deal in an exclusive account of how negotiations collapsed despite technical agreements on most issues. Communication breakdown. At one point, both sides were very close to signing the deal, said Mark Linscott, a former U.S. trade representative who now works for a lobby group that is close to the discussions between the two nations. The missing component was a direct line of communication between President Trump and Prime Minister Modi. A White House official strongly disputed this, noting other deals had been resolved without such intervention. An Indian government official involved in the talks said Modi could not have called, fearing a one-sided conversation with Trump that could put him on the spot. However, the other three Indian officials said Trump's repeated remarks about mediating the India-Pakistan conflict further strained negotiations and contributed to Modi not making a final call. Trump's remarks on Pakistan didn't go down well, one of them said. Ideally, India should have acknowledged the U.S. role while making it clear the final call was ours. A senior Indian government official blamed the collapse on poor judgment, saying top Indian advisors mishandled the process. We lacked the diplomatic support needed after the U.S. struck better deals with Vietnam, Indonesia, Japan and the EU, the official said. We're now in a crisis that could have been avoided. Overconfidence and miscalculation. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who visited Washington in February, agreed to target a deal by fall 2025, and more than double bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. To bridge the $47 billion goods trade gap, India pledged to buy up to $25 billion in U.S. energy and boost defense imports. But officials now admit India grew overconfident after Trump talked up a big imminent deal, taking it as a signal that a favorable agreement was in hand. New Delhi then hardened its stance, especially on agriculture and dairy, two highly sensitive areas for the Indian government. We are one of the fastest-growing economies, and the U.S. can't ignore a market of 1.4 billion. One Indian official involved in the negotiations said in mid-July.